It's nearly been a year now, and every single time I meet up, it still feels all a bit surreal. And to be honest, playing at Wembley is when I watched the Olympics, and it was hard for me to watch, as it was for my family. But like I said, whatever's happened in the past is the past, and I think for me now, I'm just happy to be here. Mark gives me the full support that I need, and the staff are great to me, and all the girls have been great. And for me, it feels like I've never been away, and every single trip is great. I love it. I love being here. There's a buzz around the team. Everybody's happy. Play with no fear, and I think that's important.
And another chance to go to another World Cup. It was, you only got a little bit of a chance in China, but this time it's going to be, maybe you have a lot of a chance.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to do the best, everything I can to put myself in the best position to be in that team, in the squad. And I think just because I've started most of the games under Mark doesn't mean I'm going to definitely get picked for the World Cup. I just have to try as hard as everybody else. And I think we've got a squad of around 30 players that anybody can get picked, anybody can start any game. And I think it's competition, but it's healthy competition. I think you can see that on our training field. Any given time we meet up at camps and you don't know who's going to start, and I think that's important.
Now you're back at Arsenal, was the England thing and being, was that important in making your mind up to come back to England and come back to Arsenal?
Yeah, I think Mark fully supports me everything that I do, and he kind of said to me if I wanted to stay in America I could. It wasn't like I was given an ultimatum where I have to come back to play for England. But last year I had some pretty crazy, like this year I've had some pretty crazy flying schedules. I've been flying to Seattle, to Chicago, to Kansas, to London, Ukraine, Belarus, all in the space of 10 days, and it kind of was hard with the jet lag and the time difference. And I just want to put myself in the best possible opportunity to be picked, and obviously I want to be here and not feel like I'm floating through space because I'm jet lagged when I'm on the pitch.
And it's a very different league really from the one you left. It's a very different domestic game to one you've come back to as well.
Yeah, I think when I left before, obviously I was at Arsenal for 12 years, went to Chelsea, and I think with Arsenal we won everything kind of because the league wasn't with all the best players. And I think now the players are spread out amongst the league. There's a lot of internationals that are coming over, foreign players, and I think from what I've seen, I mean, I've been to a few of the games and I'm not just saying it because I'm coming back, but I've seen a big difference. I think even the fact that we train at St George's Park, we're treated exactly like kind of the men. And I think all you have to do, if you can get everybody just having to worry about playing football instead of worrying about having to go to work and to do all these other things, I think you're going to get the best performances. And I think you can see the difference in the girls now, that a lot of them are full-time professional, and I think that makes a massive difference, and hopefully this can continue.